Kim and Cindy, are you ready?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we're ready.
Okay, fantastic. And City Manager Von Bargen, are you all set?
I am, Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It is Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. This is a regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska. It is 7 p.m. Tonight, we're going to have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Assembly Member Ann Morrison. Ann, I think you're on mute still there. Sorry. I hate to cut you off.
I'm sorry. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ann. Ceremonial matters tonight, we have none. Kim, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Assembly members Corson?
Here.
Gilbert?
Here.
Morrison?
Here.
Brian Howe?
Here.
Dalrymple?
Here.
David Powell?
Here.
And Mayor Prasanka.
And I am also here. Item number three, persons to be heard. Section WM3C 3.05.040C states that the chair may call to order any person who is breaching the peace or being disorderly by speaking without recognition, engaging in booing or catcalls, speaking vulgarities, name calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct, which is determined by the chair to be disruptive of the meeting. Any person so disrupting the meeting of the assembly may be removed and barred from further attendance at the meeting unless permission to return or remain is granted by the majority vote of the assembly. Clerk Lane, do we have anyone for persons to be heard tonight?
Yes, this evening we have Reverend Sue to give the invocation.
Reverend Sue, good evening.
Good evening. With respect to the diversity of voices, beliefs, and practices that call out to a power beyond our individual selves, I offer the following prayer. Holy and great one, it is challenging work that these men and women gather to do this evening. It is work that matters. And so we thank you for their strength of commitment to serve all the people of this community. We ask you to prepare their hearts and minds as they act on all that lies before them. Help them to listen, guide them with wisdom, fill them with your energy, your creativity, and your compassion, that as they seek a just balance of the needs of the peoples and the needs of this great land, they faithfully strive for all that is right and good. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend Sue. Appreciate that very much. Clerk Lane, do we have anyone else for persons to be heard?
Yes, next on the list, Jillian Privett.
Jill, are you on the line there?
Can you guys hear me?
We gotcha.
Awesome. All right. So don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you've got a big agenda tonight. First off, I just want to thank all of you for volunteering your time and dedicating yourself to being a part of the Wrangell Assembly and consistently striving to create a better community, not only for yourself, but for the future generations of Wrangell as well. It's not an easy job, especially during a pandemic. Once again, I'm taking on the task of representing the professional people of Wrangell and people who wish to remain anonymous when it comes to their cannabis consumption. Several years ago, the Wrangell Assembly and voters of the state of Alaska said yes to cannabis legalization. A few local people promised having legal cannabis in Wrangell would be the demise of our community and youth, but it's been several years now, and as many of us predicted, those promises didn't come true. The Wrangell Assembly decided to cut off cannabis sales in Wrangell at 6 p.m. At the time, many of us were just happy to have legal cannabis available in Wrangell and didn't really mind the 6 p.m. cutoff. With next to zero tourism dollars coming into Wrangell last year and this year, I and many others are convinced that the 6 p.m. cutoff time is keeping a big chunk of tax revenue out of the borough's revenue stream. At a time when our state is broke, dwindling fish tax coming into the community, and our local infrastructure is crumbling, we need to be opening up every and all tax revenue streams that we can. Rangel has missed out on a major chunk of the green gold rush in Alaska by cutting off legal sales at 6 p.m. A professional person, parent, or anonymous cannabis consumer cannot purchase legal cannabis past 6 p.m. currently in Rangel. This hinders folks from being able to have access to legal cannabis. Currently, people who work have to run to the cannabis store on their lunch break or head straight there after work, hoping that the after work and lunchtime rush of grocery shoppers don't see them heading in or out of the shop in fear of repercussions from their employers or a snide comment from their peers or their child's friend outing them because they saw them leaving the cannabis store during grocery store hours. Cannabis is still misunderstood by many and a taboo topic for most. I gladly take on the role of Rangel's public cannabis face. I opened up my personal life to the public and assembly by voicing my opinion at the start of this process a few years back. I was the first to make a legal purchase in Rangel and proudly wear that badge, but I'm also not blind to the fact that people judge me because I smoke cannabis rather than drink myself silly with liquor. It's just not as socially accepted as alcohol, even though I've never almost died from cannabis consumption. Adults of the age of 21 plus should have as much access to legal cannabis as they do legal alcohol in Rangel. Currently in Rangel, you can purchase alcohol from three different locations in town until the hours of about 1 or 2 a.m. I'm not trying to throw any business under the bus. In fact, a family member of mine owns a bar and liquor store in Rangel. I support him in his endeavors and enjoy the social connection that comes from my occasional night out. I do not wish for these establishments to have to adjust their sales time, but simply pointing out facts. A 21-year-old adult can purchase any form of alcohol basically all hours of the night in Rangel, but can't purchase cannabis past 6 p.m. Cannabis stores have the...
Jill, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to wrap up here, okay?
Okay, my request is the Rangel Assembly considers relaxing the time constraints on legal cannabis sales in Rangel and treat it the same as we do alcohol within the bounds of state law. We could really use the extra cannabis tax revenue that would be collected after 6 p.m. and people who wish to remain private can stay that way. If you guys have questions or concerns, I'd be glad to take them. I know many of you probably have never smoked a joint or ate a gummy or whatever, so I'm here. Thanks.
Thank you for being our tour guide. Thanks very much, Jill. I really appreciate you coming out tonight and voicing your opinion. Excellent job. Thank you. And City Manager Von Bargen, if you could please reach out to the cannabis store owner and see if this is something that he is interested in pursuing. And we can take a look at things as we go along and perhaps bring it up at a later time. And Jill, thanks again. And thanks for all that you do for our community. I really appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jill. City Clerk.
Yes. I have Rodney Nolan that was signed up, but I don't see his number. So I know that he wanted to speak on the one of the public hearing items. Perhaps if he wanted to, we could see if he's on the line then.
Sure. Mr. Nolan, just to confirm, you're not on the line currently, sir? Yeah, I don't see anybody that doesn't have a name there, Kim. So yes, I'll call him specifically again during that item, okay? And if I forget, would you please just remind me at the time? Okay, does anybody, sorry, Kim, is there anyone else for persons to be heard?
No, Mr. Mayor, I don't have anybody else signed up.
Okay, amendments to the agenda. Does any assembly member or city staff have an amendment to our agenda tonight? Not seeing anything. Conflicts of interest. Excuse me. Does anybody have a conflict of interest to declare? Assembly Member Gilbert.
Yes, I need to declare a conflict of interest on two action items on the agenda, item 13I, and I'm sorry, item 13J and 13K. These concern the design development of the middle school, high school fire alarm system redesign.
You know, 13J, and what was the other one?
K, 13K and K.
K, yeah. You know, I appreciate that, Assemblymember Gilbert. I'm going to rule that you do not have a conflict with either of these items. I know you are involved directly with the school board, but I don't see this as being a conflict. And with if any assembly member would like to speak to this item, please go ahead now. I'm not seeing anything, Assembly Member Gilbert. Thank you for declaring, but I don't believe you have a conflict.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Any other conflicts of interest? I'm not seeing anything else. Kim, we'll move on to item 6, consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted.
And move, do we have a second? Seconded by Morrison. Thank you, Anne. Any discussion on the consent agenda? Hearing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 8, item 7, Borough Manager's Report. City Manager Ron Bargan, you want to walk us through this?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it. I have a couple of items before I call on some other folks tonight. So the first item I want to bring up is the electric department is planning a small maintenance diesel run on the 15th. That'll be from 8 to 12. Should have no impact on power, but I just wanted to let everybody know that that's going to be going on. They're going to be doing that maintenance run to just test the generator operating systems as the generators work with each other. Wrangell Municipal Light and Power has some new hours for staff. They are now working from 8 to 4:30, and I wanted to let the assembly and the public know about that as well. We received notification at the borough of our Secure Rural Schools National Forest Receipts payment. The amount of that payment this year is going to be $796,757. We actually budgeted $880,000, so that's just over $83,000 less than we anticipated. So that'll be $80,000 less going back into the reserve of the SRS fund. At the next meeting—
Sorry, Lisa, yeah. Just a question on that. Do you have a reason or a rationale been provided by the delegation on why that happened or wherever?
No, I imagine a small part of that, Mr. Mayor, is we've had a slight decrease in population here in Wrangell. So that's probably a little bit of it. Another portion of it is sequestration. They are the federal sequestration. They're taking that money. In the last couple of years, they've Congress has mandated that the sequestration money be divided out with the communities. And then I don't know, other than that, no, there hasn't been any information provided as to why it's slightly less.
Can I ask that we reach out to perhaps Senator Murkowski or Sullivan's office or our lobbyist in DC,
yeah,
and just try to track it down and just express if it's raw, if it just has to do with population, there's not much we can do about that. But these sort of things really hurt us in times where we're already struggling and our school system's struggling. And I'd really like to see some more information on this.
Certainly, Mr. Mayor.
Assembly Member Howe?
Yeah, I don't know how they would have updated, unless because the census isn't even done yet. So I don't know how they'd have population data.
No, it's our annual. We have a state population data, Assembly Member Howe.
So it's based on the state or on, it's not local?
No, it's so annually the state of Alaska issues a population count for each community, and that's what this is based on. They give the money to the state and then the state divides it out. I mean, there's a formula that it's used for, but I'm pretty sure they're using the annual state population to help with that. I'll confirm. Make sure.
Do they survey people? I've never heard of this.
You mean the state population counts?
Yeah, how do they count our population?
Alaska has the best population counts in the country because we have a permanent fund dividend.
Of course. Okay, thank you.
And they use that, the permanent fund dividend applications, and they use Department of Labor information. Those are the two primary ways in which they do population determinations in local communities in Alaska.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. But again, I'll double check on the formula to make sure that everything's okay.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, apparently Kim just texted me my camera's not in the right. Can you see me better now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that.
Gotcha.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that we'll be bringing forward the body cam policy for the police body cams at the next assembly meeting. I have a little bit of an update I want to give. Assemblymember Gilbert said she's had some questions from the public on an armory update. And so just to remind the assembly approved the contract for the appraisal services. As soon as the appraisal is done, we'll be ready to come forward with a resolution to the assembly to divest ourselves of the armory building. So that'll be moving forward as soon as the appraisal is done. With regard to the Institute property, there is a report in the agenda tonight that Carol put together, but the wetlands permit was submitted today by R&M Consulting, so that went in, and the wetlands permit right now is only for the roads and the utility installations, and so we're going to see if the Corps of Engineers will allow us to do the subdivision development with the borough as the developer, just being responsible for wetlands mitigation for the roads rather than wetlands mitigation for all of the property that will be individually sold as well. We don't know. We think it's likely the Corps of Engineers will come back and say we're responsible for the whole development, but we're gonna try for the roads only. Carol may wanna weigh in on this a little bit also. We also received an estimate, a construction estimate for development of the subdivision today from R&M, and we'll be sharing that with the assembly in the very near future, but I wanted to let you know that we've received that. Also on Monday, the assembly will be receiving the FY22 budget. So that'll be coming out to the assembly, and we will have dates with the reminders as to when you have to get questions back to us in advance in order to be able to provide some of the detailed information you may want to hear at the budget work sessions. Just a friendly reminder that this is a new process we're using this year, trying to scale back the number of work sessions that we're having with the assembly. The Assemblymember Gilbert also asked for information on Wrangell Medical Center legacy costs as we are taking back over control of the hospital here in a matter of a couple of days. We'll be getting that information to the assembly at the next meeting, but the Wrangell Medical Center legacy fund will also be part of the budget information that you get on Monday. And then there were a couple of other items that Assemblymember Gilbert asked for, just an update on the divestiture of the old dump truck. And so I'll have a report for you on that at the next meeting also. And then some members of the public had asked questions about the status of the old Crown Victorias from the police department. And my understanding, just for the listening public, is we have one that is still in service that is being driven. We have one that's being used by staff in the Capitol Facilities Department. And the rest of them, I believe, we have surplused. And so if anybody's got any questions about that, we're happy to provide a more clear update, but that's the update that I have right now.
Member Powell?
Can you bear with me for 1 second here? Let me grab a couple pieces of paper. I'll be right back with you.
Dave, is it all right if we continue on with the update and circle back to you?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I don't have anything additional to add other than the having a couple members of the staff give some updates on things.
Okay. Well, so circle back to Assemblymember Powell at this point. I think he's ready.
Hey, so back on the Institute property a while back, I mean, it's been quite a while. I think Roland was still in there, a thing there. On the wetland issue, I thought that they did a walkthrough on that property, and since it was already developed at one time, there were no wetland issues.
No. Carol, okay. I don't know if you can speak to this or not.
Sure. The development goes well beyond the fill of the old institute itself. It goes up the hill slope, up the hillside behind that fill. So you're looking at approximately, for the roads only, you're looking at approximately up to 3 acres of fill.
So we are going to develop beyond where we talked about. I thought we were not going to develop that. We're just going to include that all into everything at one time then.
Okay, so when the assembly moved, and I don't remember the date of this, a while back, you all looked at the new development proposal from the master plan. And it was modifying the master plan so that the whole north side of that main creek that bisects the property was all residential. That's where ANSEP was going to go. There was some commercial parcels set aside for it. And the assembly wanted to see the entire parcel go towards residential development. So that is what the preliminary plat is being prepared for. And that is how the design is being established for roads and residential development. That is going to the Planning and Zoning Commission actually tomorrow night for the preliminary plat public hearing.
Okay, I apologize, Carol. We've had so many plans before us right. And talked about this so many times. I just, I thought that we're not going to develop anything past the old institute at one time. I mean, so, I don't know if things changed, so.
Well, I mean, there had been discussions of doing it in phases. But when you get at it from an economy of scale, it's probably better to do the road development all in one full swoop. But it's going to be a big chunk of change. And so that's something that has to be looked at. Can we afford it in one development aspect, or do we need to phase it? But the preliminary plat, the design phase, was for the whole north end to be residential. And so that's what we're turning in for the Corps of Engineers permit. That's what the preliminary plat is based off of. And that's what the master plan modification will be.
That does not necessarily mean that we have to construct it all in one phase, right. even if we have the design and the wetlands permitting done.
Okay, because that's what I don't want that. What I don't want to happen is come back with this really big inflated number that for developing that land, upper land, when we could develop a lot more without an inflated number. That's what I don't want to see happen.
Okay.
Hey, sorry, Assemblymember Powell, do you have anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. City Manager Bob Bargan, did you want to have staff speak to items?
I do. There's a couple items on the agenda under the manager's report. The first is I'd just like Tom Wadar to give a quick water quality update.
Absolutely. So on April 1st, we got our test results from our February testing, and our TTHMs were at 10.1 milligrams per liter, and our haloacetic acids were at 31 milligrams per liter, which is well within the regulatory limits of 60 milligrams per liter. And so kind of in line with historical trends and historical data from the last several years, but nonetheless a good thing that our numbers are back in compliance and far lower than what we had saw last fall, specifically last August when we were at 179 milligrams per liter. So down to 31. And I'm just gonna throw out there that we have our consultant here in town from Northern Testing Laboratories. He is currently here. Yesterday we were up at the water treatment plant and going through all the different processes up there and looking at a lot of the reports from the years and data that we have. And I had a conversation with Mike this morning, and he definitely has some thoughts on some ways that we can address our specific issues here in Wrangell, and is going to be working with staff to troubleshoot some of those things here this week and get some more information. And he's going to provide us basically a preliminary report Friday morning with the borough manager and perhaps Amber, if she's able to join as well. And I've also talked with CRW here today with a meeting with Amber and because they're the ones who did our pilot test and things like that. And just some of the things that we're discussing here with Mike, and hopeful that we can really narrow in on the cause behind some of these issues and really try to address some of those specific causes. So I think that we have a good person here that's hopefully going to bring us a fresh perspective and hopefully do that for us.
Thank you. City Manager Von Bargen, so where does this leave us in terms of our overall aggregate? And can we remove the water alert that we had?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, and we'll get a press release out on this, but this is the second test we've received where we've been below, and we sent out a press release the last time we received this testing information from January as well to let everybody know that we were well below limits.
I thought the DEC standard was over a 5-month average.
So it's a rolling average over a year. That's correct. And so our aggregate will not drop down for quite a while. That's correct. But for our water today is that is going into the pipes today is well below what the regulatory limits are. So
you can remove those warnings because
that's correct. That's gone. But in terms of the as far as DEC is concerned, we are still over our average for the year. That's accurate.
Thank you.
And I have been discussing with Mike, you know, how are things going to change here, you know, going into the fall and some of what we identify now, you know, trying to anticipate any changes with that and definitely being able to follow up with the consultant, you know, when that time comes around, just to make sure we approach this problem with all hands on deck.
Thank you, Tom. Lisa, your next staff member.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to ask Captain Spray to give a COVID update. And she, I know, had texted prior to the meeting starting saying she had a double ambulance call. So I don't know if she's back yet.
Captain Spray, are you on the line? I don't believe she is. So maybe we can come back to her because I know people will be wanting to hear from her.
Yep, that'd be great, Mr. Mayor.
Are you done? Sorry.
That's it, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Lisa? All right. Seeing none, Clerk Lane and Cindy, you are up.
Thank you. So I wanted to let the assembly know that a week or so ago, we were able to do a walkthrough at the old medical center, see what was there, and they actually left it in really good shape. It wasn't a mess or anything, it was great. So staff members were there to walk through as well and earmark things that they wanted for their departments. And so talking to Amber today, it looks like the keys for the medical center will be turned over to us on the 15th. And so when I get back from being down south, I'll get with Amber and we'll go over there and see what hasn't been taken and we'll get those items listed on public surplus. I do have also a few items or a few members of the public who were interested in things that were there. So I'll make sure to get a hold of them and let them know that they're gonna be when I put them up for public surplus so that they can go ahead and log on there and place a bid and get their item. And then also there were discussions this morning about having a work session on Tuesday with the Borough Assembly and on basically the COVID-19 threshold discussion. And I just wanted to check and see if everybody would be available for that day and time at so that would be April the 20th at 6 p.m. And I can go ahead and
would you send out a Cal reminder for everybody on that one, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Sure. So and then also just a plug for the Planning and Zoning Commission. We still have a vacancy on that commission with the term ending October 2021. So if anybody is interested in filling that that short term, if they would please submit a letter of interest, we have that posted on our site. And it's also posted at the post office and here at City Hall. And if you have any questions, you can call City Hall and speak to Carol, and she can give you the information, the lowdown on being on the Planning and Zoning Commission. And other than that, I will be gone. I leave tomorrow, and I'll be back on the 24th. And while I'm gone, Cindy has graciously agreed to fill in when needed.
Excellent. Thank you, Kim. Does anybody have any questions for Kim? I think you're off the hook tonight. All right. Moving on to item number 10, Mayor and Assembly Business. Does anybody have any reports for the Assembly?
Mr. Mayor, did you want to let the Assembly know we've been meeting weekly in union meetings?
For sure. So yes, we've been meeting weekly. The team has been getting together. We've had some very productive meetings over the last little while, and we will be we'll be meeting again next week on Wednesday as well. So we're picking through the various topics, and I think that overall we're pleased with the progress being made forward. So hopefully we can bring this home in the near future. Anybody else? Updates for the Assembly? Not seeing anything. So we'll move on to item number 10, which is Mayor and Assembly appointments. There are none. Item number 11, public hearing, ordinance number 984, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 14.01.030DD, title Liveaboard, and adding section 14.01.030MM, titled Residential User, and adding 14.05.008, residential user fee and duty to report in Wrangell Municipal Code. And this is a public hearing. I'll declare the public hearing open. And do we have any administrative report on this item?
Mr. Mayor, this is the public hearing, second reading and adoption, or planned adoption of the new, what we're calling the Liveaboard section of the code. This is no change from the last time it was on the previous Assembly meeting.
Thank you. Kim, do we have anyone to speak? Would Mr. Nolan be on the line yet?
I don't see that he's on the line.
Okay. Is there anyone else to speak to this item? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing. And I believe that there is a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 984.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second, Howe.
Seconded by Howe. Discussion. Hearing none. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
Corson.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes. 11B, resolution number 04-21-1571 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fee schedule adopted in resolution 12-20-1554, reflecting residential user fee for harbor and port facilities. Excuse me. I declare this public hearing open. Lisa, do we have an administrative report on this item?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, just briefly, this is the fee that goes along with the ordinance that was just passed by the Assembly. We are required to have a public hearing for any resolutions that are setting fees. I'd like Steve Miller to speak to this because I know there are always concerns with fees and there's really just a very nominal change. So if he could speak to this, I'd certainly appreciate it, Mr. Mayor.
You bet. Mr. Miller?
Well, after we did a fairly extensive review of Southeast Alaska and where everybody was at, it looks like most everybody is doing a flat fee. So that's what we ended up doing. So what it did was increase this rate by 15 cents. So it went from $84.85 to $85 flat fee. So that's really about it. We did look exhaustively at all of our competitors, and the only one that's cheaper is Ketchikan, but they don't have the problem with shipping garbage. They do have a little bit more
Okay. Anything else, Lisa?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll declare the public hearing closed, and there is a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 04-21-1571.
Been moved. Do you have a second?
Second.
Been seconded by Morrison. Discussion. Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 11C, ordinance number 993 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the zoning map to effect a change to a portion of Lot A, 1A, Torgerson-Purnella subdivision from single-family residential to commercial. This is the public hearing. I'll declare the public hearing open. And do we have an administrative report?
Mr. Mayor, again, this is a second reading, public hearing and adoption of this zoning ordinance. There is no change from the last meeting. The Planning and Zoning Commission did vote in favor of a recommendation to make this change, and Carol Rushmore is here if the Assembly has any questions.
Thank you. Is there anybody to be heard on this item, Kim?
I don't have anybody signed up.
Okay, thank you. I don't believe it's appropriate to have questions to Carol during the public hearing, so we will adjourn the public hearing and open the motion, or entertain the motion, and at that point, would you ask Carol further questions?
Move to approve ordinance number 993.
Been moved. Do you have a second?
Dalrymple seconds.
Dalrymple seconded. Discussion, and I see Carol is on the line here. If anybody has a specific question for Carol or for City Manager Von Bargen. Looks like you're off the hook, Carol. All right. So hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 12 is unfinished business. We have none. Item 13A, approval of senior property tax exemption that was received after the March 1st deadline, but before the late filing grace period.
Move to approve senior property tax exemption received after the March 1st deadline, but before the late filing grace period.
Move. Do you have a second?
Morrison second.
Thank you, Ann. Lisa, do you have any comments on this? It
seems no, it's fairly self-explanatory. Yeah, very self-explanatory.
Thank you. Any questions for City Manager Bob Bargen? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. At this point, I'd like to just check and see if Captain Spray is back from the ambulance calls yet to give us an update. Captain Spray, are you on the line? Lisa, could I ask that you just send a text to make sure that Captain Spray alerts you when she's back and available and we can get her to speak to the Assembly, please?
I'll do it.
Thank you. Item 13B, emergency ordinance number 994 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, extending the borough's declaration of emergency related to the novel coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic, and granting authorization to take actions necessary to protect the public health during the emergency through May 25th, 2021.
Go ahead, Ann. Move for adoption of emergency ordinance number 994.
Move. Do you have a second?
Second, Powell.
Powell seconded. Thank you. Lisa, I know you're texting right now.
Yeah,
made you multitask here. Sorry.
Okay, I hit send. It's on the way to Captain Spray. So, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Members of the Assembly, our emergency declaration expired on March 31st. And as you can see, COVID is still alive. We wish it weren't. I am ever hopeful for the day that we can just let this baby expire for good, but we want to make sure that we have everything we need in place to capture whatever federal funding comes through. And so really, this is the only reason that this is remaining in place. So We've asked for an extension through May 25th, which is the second meeting of the month in May. And hopefully we don't have to go beyond that, but we'll see where things are with COVID. So we're only doing this again to make sure that we're protected for funding purposes, especially because the state's declaration is non-existent right now.
Thank you. Is there any questions for the city manager? Yes, Assembly Member Howe.
I'm glad you mentioned the state. Is there any chance that the state will reauthorize theirs, or is it kind of like dead on arrival? Because, you know, is that happening? Is there any motion on that?
Mr. Mayor, may I?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually spoke to our state lobbyist today, and it's moving, but it is extremely complex. There are still changes being made to the bill, and it is highly politicized. It's just a political hot potato. And so the expectation is that something will pass. We just don't know in what total flavor that's going to be yet, and what aspects are going to remain intact in the bill when it actually passes. So it best for us to have something in place here just to be sure.
Okay. And if they had one, we could kind of take our guidance on some of our measures from that, right? Like right now we're kind of using our own, like we're going on what we know, but the state could give us more guidance if they had some kind of a emergency.
Yeah, there. So the mandates that the state used to have in place have become, recommendations. They're not mandates anymore. And I think it would certainly be helpful if the states were in place and they were able to issue, let's say, travel testing recommendations that were statewide rather than ours that are local here. But, it's always better if there is continuity across the entire state rather than things being piecemealed from community to community. That's certainly the case. So, yes, we're all hopeful that the state's declaration will go back in and they'll be able to issue these statewide things rather than it being left up to the individual municipalities.
I'll just, Assemblymember Howe, did you have another question?
Oh, just commenting how crazy things are in Juneau right now. So I think, we're not the Wild West anymore.
No. went out and participated in helping greet the wrestlers that were coming in for the tournament and to just check their COVID results and help streamline that. But we saw almost 100% compliance with people coming through the airport screening. I saw one person just refuse and walk away. And I'll point out that we had a travel related case that was picked up because we had the testing there. So it does make a difference. And if we can stop one person from going back to work early or maybe, sort of wandering around the community while they're infected, I think it's well worth it. It's such a small sacrifice to make for public health. So any other questions or thoughts? Seeing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, item 13C, emergency ordinance number 995 of the Assembly and City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, reaffirming the declaration of emergency and emergency ordinances 976, 980, and 985 and 994, repealing emergency ordinance 991 and reenacting the adoption of international interstate travel testing measures.
Move to approve emergency order number 995.
Good move. Do you have a second?
996,
isn't it?
It's five.
Yeah, it's five.
I moved my page.
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Boy, that got crazy there for a second, Ann.
I know.
Lisa, do you have any comments for us?
Yeah, for Mr. Mayor and Assembly, I know it seems like we have these travel testing declarations on every meeting, but we're trying to be as nimble as possible with the changes that are coming either from the state or from the CDC. And in this instance, the CDC has issued guidance that fully vaccinated individuals, in addition now to not needing to isolate once or strict social distance when they travel, now don't need to test either. So we wanted to make sure we updated both of our emergency ordinances to put those put that in there for fully vaccinated individuals. I will add that we have a caveat in there recommending that anybody who is coming back in and will be in any sort of a congregate setting where they would be around a large number of people in a group, or anybody that when they traveled was in a high risk environment where COVID could have been present, we encourage them to test anyway and to socially distance to the maximum degree possible. But we wanted to make sure that we were changing both of those ordinances to reflect that new CDC guidance. So this is less restrictive for people who are fully vaccinated.
Excellent, thank you, Lisa. Does anybody have any questions or thoughts? Assemblymember Gilbert.
Yes, I wish Captain Spray were here, but I wanted to know, I believe we have 8 active cases. Does anyone know how many are travel related? You mentioned one.
Yeah,
Mayor.
I think it's 9 active cases.
It's 9 active cases. And I think it's, Kim, I think it's just one that's travel related.
One that was early on, it was travel related. We haven't received confirmation that any of the others were.
Okay, thank you.
Assemblymember Howe.
Just to comment, I think the news about, from the CDC about vaccines just gets better and better. And I'm happy that we're nimble and that we can,